something to eat, sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. Snack situation, what you snacking on?
Hello everybody and welcome to Snack Situation. Baby, we're the whole damn meal.
I like that.
Thank you. I thought it up like just now.
We could keep that, I think.
Look, we might. We might, because it's very good.
Yeah.
Matt, you're Matt Wilson.
That's me.
I'm Chris Sims. It's the show where we eat snacks and talk about it.
Chris, do you want to talk about what we got for this time around?
I do, but Matt, first, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Since we started doing this show,
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Some number of years ago.
Some number of years.
Yeah.
In ancient times. In the long, long ago.
That's right.
We, Matt, have taken an interest in cooking, you and I.
It's true.
We cook a lot more than we used to. And you, in particular, love to watch YouTube videos about cooking.
I do indeed. In fact, I finished off the entire Bon Appetit Baking School series of videos today.
Ooh, what did you make?
We're recording this. I didn't make anything. I just watched Claire make some cakes. She made three cakes, went through the entire process of making them. There was a chocolate frosted birthday cake that was actually just yellow cake. She made a coconut cake that was very interesting because it's not what I think of when I think of a coconut cake. It had like a meringue frosting. And then she also made a carrot cake.
I have made that Bon Appetit carrot cake twice now, and it is extremely choice and fairly easy. I'm actually going to be making the Bon Appetit strawberry crisp tomorrow. I got a big old box of strawberries at the farmer's market today. What I'm saying is, how long until we just transition into Snack Situation is about us making things and sharing our favorite recipes?
I would love to do that sometime. I feel like that will make this show take longer to do, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't do it. I really want to make that birthday cake that Claire made for my own birthday.
You shouldn't have to make your own birthday cake though, man.
But that would be fun. That would be fun for me. So
well, who has your birthday's in like a month.
My birthday's in like a month, less than a month.
When's Marlene's?
It was in February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's my intro. We're not doing that today, although folks, if you want us to do that, or if we should launch Snack Situation Reborn, then perhaps let us know, and that could be a Patreon goal.
I think sometime over the summer, when we have some time, let's pick a recipe, both make it, and try it. And that'll be our episode.
That would be very good, I think.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. But what we have for May is the second half, let's say, of what was sent to us by Lucas Brown, friend of the show, great guy. He created a drink named after War Rocket Ajax. He sent us, last time you heard us talk about what he sent us in the form of some Sip and Slam Tim Tams.
Mm-hmm.
And those are very interesting. This time around, we just have an assortment of candies. Three candy bars, and the Australian version of caramel M&Ms, which I'm very interested to see if they are notably different from the caramel M&Ms we have here in the U.S.
I suspect that Lucas may have just sent us these not knowing that we also have caramel M&Ms here. But perhaps they are very different, because Lucas was in North America recently.
You know, you never know. And I discovered on my trip to Scotland a few years back that those the Mars bars in Scotland are actually very different from Mars bars here in the U.S. So when you get a deep-fried Mars bar in Scotland, it's not even close to what you would get if you got a deep-fried Mars bar here.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're quite different. Yeah, I don't know. The packaging looks different from U.S. caramel M&Ms. That much I know.
Well, I don't want to fuck this M&M, which is weird, because here in America...
There is a bit... It is a bit sexual, I have to say. The package.
Yeah, you're right. Mine was folded in such a way that I couldn't really see that. I'll tell you what, it's either a bit sexual or it's a bit fucking horrifying.
We've got the yellow M&M, who is
he's
a peanut
the dumb
M&M.
One. Yeah, he's a peanut M&M.
Holding half of an M&M, an orange one.
Mm-hmm.
And there is like a stream of gooey caramel falling into the halved comrade that he's holding.
Yeah, because like it's a broken open M&M. And the caramel is, like, flowing into it and also spilling out. Mm-hmm. And then in the background, there's, like, a blue M&M, a green M&M, and a brown M&M, just regular. And the brown one has also been, like, cracked open so you can see the caramel. Here's my question. When M&Ms die, do they turn back into regular candy? And if so, are we to believe that the yellow M&M has killed the other M&Ms?
The look on his face is inscrutable.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's got like his eyebrows are raised. It looks like he's doing like the people's eyebrow, and he's got like a weird smirk.
Yeah.
The more I look at this, the more strange it is. That said, the U.S. packaging for caramel M&Ms involves the red and yellow M&M pulling an orange caramel M&M apart.
That's way worse.
Like it's being quartered, but halved. Let me send you this image, Chris.
Please do. Wow.
This look into Saw-like horror. There you go.
All right, let's see. I hate that this show has mostly become us. Oh my God. That's horrifying. You can't make the mascots the thing you eat. And then also have them eat the thing that's fucked up.
But they're not eating it. They're just like...
They're not. They're actually not eating it, which is arguably worse, because if they were eating it, you could be like, oh, they're doing it to survive.
They're mutilating it.
Yeah. Oof. Little M&M got mutilated late last night.
They're destroying the body of a comrade for pleasure.
I like how you keep calling them comrades.
Yeah.
Because you don't like eat, like we don't know what the relationship is.
Yeah, I'm going with something fairly neutral. All right. Maybe colleague?
Fellow?
Yeah, sure. Fellow.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's try these. Let's do the M&Ms last.
Because we kind of know what to expect with them. Now, Matt, I think in that case we should start with... the one I don't have.
Yeah, that's what I would say too. Because you've tried it, so you can talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's the most recent on your memory. I feel like if you eat some of these others, you'll forget what the coconut slab was like. That's how that works, right? That's how eating food works.
Yeah. You forget about foods you eat as soon as you eat another food.
Yeah.
That's why you can like go to I can go to Pizza Inn and be like, "Oh, unlimited pizza?"
People listening to this do not know what Pizza Inn is.
Is Pizza Inn only, like, regional?
It's extremely regional, yeah.
Okay,
now,
I did
watch the Dark Side of the Ring about the Von Erich family.
Uh-huh.
Which is a mega bummer that's very sad.
Oh, you don't say.
And there happened to be footage in that documentary special in which all of the Von Erichs were eating pizza at a Pizza Inn buffet in an ad. So I guess it's in Texas.
Like an old ad?
Yeah, like an old ad. Like an ad from like the 80s.
Folks, if you don't know what a Pizza Inn is, Pizza Inn is, it's like, honestly, it's like a better CC's.
Well, at least it used to be. I haven't eaten at a Pizza Inn in many years, but...
I ate at one fairly recently with our buddy Bengali and his daughter, because we both wanted pizza. and we wanted inexpensive, unlimited pizza. And here's the deal, Matt. We went to Pizza Inn, and the buffet, which is as much pizza as you want, and you can also say, hey, could you put out, like, a pepperoni and sausage?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, sure.
Yeah.
And also, like, pasta and, like, cheese sticks and everything. That buffet is $8.
Yeah.
It's not bad like you would expect. It doesn't stick around well.
I get you. Do they still have the dessert pizza?
They do still have the dessert pizza.
Is the crust still, like, crackery thin?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. I used to like Pizza Inn a lot when I was a kid.
Well, I think it's a restaurant. Like, here's the thing. I think if you eat a Pizza Inn once, you're good.
You're probably right.
But then you have to, like, take a long break. And then, because the thing is, it, like we were saying about forgetting what foods are as soon as you have a new food, like, you'll have, like, dinner on another night, and it will erase the memory of going to Pizza Inn, and you'll be like, I haven't been to Pizza Inn in a while. And you'll forget what happened last time.
It was the pizza my dad liked, so I ate it a lot in my youth.
We had a Pizza Inn in Sumter that lost their franchise license, so it was Pizza Lane.
Oh, boy. So, the Whitaker's Coconut Slab comes in a gold wrapper, which is very fancy. There is a photo of the slab, which is very representative of what it is, with some, like, pieces of a smashed coconut next to it. It is made in New Zealand by J.H. Whitaker and Sons Limited. And that is basically all the information that the wrapper has for me, aside from some, nutritional information and stuff. Imported and distributed by Malaysia Travel Retail. Ingredients: milk chocolate, milk powder, toasted coconut. That's it.
I like that brand of snacks that pretend to be healthy that you can get at Target called That's It. Because it's just an apple and a coconut. That's it.
If Claire was going to try to make Whitaker's toasted coconut slab on the show where she gourmet makes, she would only have three ingredients to read.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I like it.
Yeah, I thought this. Now, this was the one that after we got the package from Lucas, I shared it with my wife. And I think we really liked it. I enjoyed it, at least. And I believe Aiden did, too.
Now, obviously, the point of comparison for this is going to be a Mounds.
Yes, very Moundsy. But a Mounds.
I prefer it to a Mounds.
That doesn't have three ingredients.
Mounds ingredients go on, man.
Yeah, man.
Claire made Almond Joys recently.
Well, you know, sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't. I think this is better than a Mounds for several reasons. One, quality of chocolate.
Okay.
This chocolate is very good. Two, ratio of chocolate to coconut.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a slab.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's called, Matt.
It's a thick boy. It's a bar.
It doesn't just set the bar.
It is the bar. And so there's like a good amount of chocolate all around the coconut. Third, the texture of the coconut. Because the coconut that comes in a Mounds is not toasted.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just kind of wet coconut shavings.
It's sweetened coconut.
It's sweetened coconut. It's kind of like milky. And the coconut is probably not raw, but not – it's not toasted. It's not crispy.
Right.
This coconut is toasted to the point of being crispy, which is delightful.
Yeah, it had a crispness to it that I really remember that I thought was muy tasty.
I love this. I'm going to eat the rest of this.
Do it.
But not right now. Because okay. We have more to move on to.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, Matt, you've got to edit this. You can take 5-10 minutes, eat this thing if you want.
I don't want to have a whole slab on my stomach affecting the cherry ripe and the cherry ripe dark ganache.
No, I think we need to start with regular Cadbury cherry ripe.
Basic cherry ripe.
Which is an insane name for for a candy.
Well, what are you going to have, cherry raw?
I mean, yes, you could.
I mean, not cherry raw. I guess cherry not ripened yet.
cherry young. Cherry which sounds way worse.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Pass. No.
Hard pass. But I mean, like, Matt, okay, here's the thing. Cherry, noun. Ripe, adjective. Language, English.
So you're saying it should be ripe cherry?
Yeah, but that also doesn't sound good. I'm saying cherry ripe makes it sound like cherry is an adverb, which is worse.
And that ripe is a noun?
Yeah. Or if it's either this bar is cherry ripe, which sounds like something a total scumbag would say.
That is gross, yes.
Or this bar is a cherry, adjective, ripe, noun.
Neither one great. You're right about that. The packaging on this, a lovely red package.
I do like the very old school packaging. Like, this looks like something Willy Wonka would have made.
Yes, very much so. It's a Cadbury product. But basically you've got some supple, ripe-looking cherries.
Jesus Christ.
Dripping with, like, little beads of water.
Matt.
And they're being dunked, or they have been dunked in some chocolate. So one of the cherries has, like, a coating of chocolate along the bottom. Got ripe, juicy cherries and coconut in old gold rich dark chocolate. So this has got some coconut in it, too.
Yeah. Is coconut, like, very popular down there?
In Australia? I mean, I don't know. I think it would be more common, easier to get.
I mean, I guess so, because it would be a more tropical latitude.
Yeah, and coconut's good, man. I like coconut.
Although, I don't know, New Zealand's further south than you think it is. Because I always think it's, like, right next to Australia, but that's Tasmania. New Zealand's a grip away.
Tasmania is technically part of Australia.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember that Young Einstein movie?
I do.
With Yahoo Serious, where it was about, like, Albert Einstein, and he was like, I'm a Tasmanian. And it's like, we know that Albert Einstein was German. Like, that's a very verifiable fact, even in the late 80s, early 90s.
Don't think about it too hard.
Okay.
Don't think about Yahoo Serious too hard.
Don't take him too Yahoo seriously?
Why so Yahoo Serious? I'm looking at the ingredients list for this, and it is almost unreadable. Because it's like a dark text on this sort of shiny red label. Very hard to read. But I can tell you it's a lot more ingredients than the coconut slab pad. Yeah. I won't try to read them all. Okay, let's try this, though.
All right, here we go. Ready?
I'm going to say darker chocolate than I was expecting.
Yeah, attractive bar, though. I like the lines going across it.
Yeah, a little homemade looking, but...
Yeah, it looks... The packaging and the bar itself look very, like, capital C, capital B, candy bar.
Yeah, it's the Willy Wonka comparison holds.
Yeah, I think so. All right, here we go. Ooh, a soft.
I don't know. I don't know about this.
The cherry gets stronger as you go.
Yep, it really does.
Curious to know what you think, Matt.
Interesting. The cherry definitely drowns out the coconut flavor. So you really just get like the texture of coconut?
Yeah, the coconut is barely flavor. It is all texture.
And it's that moundsy coconut?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's kind of chewy?
Mm-hmm.
Not mega into it. Not mega into it.
Matt, you know that cherry is not my favorite thing.
I have made my affinity for cherry quite clear on this show.
I got into a minor huff with my wife last night when we went to go see Detective Pikachu. and I trusted her to get the soda that we were going to share. Because we do not pay for... She got Cherry Coke, Matt.
I love a Cherry Coke.
I know you love a Cherry Coke. I like a Vanilla Coke. But I mean, I drank the Cherry Coke. It was fine. She was like, I never get to have Cherry Coke. And that is true. But also, I feel like we could have found a happy medium. But anyway.
Like, Cherry Coke out of the fountain, fine. I love a Cherry Coke where you get that, like, cherry syrup in it, though. That shit's tight. Go to Waffle House, get a Cherry Coke. Oh, boy.
Boy, I went to Waffle House Thursday and got a Vanilla Coke with that syrup in it.
Mm-hmm.
That just made that waffle taste better.
Real good stuff.
Anyway, point being, perhaps surprisingly, I quite like the cherry flavor of the Cherry Ripe. With the darker chocolate.
I don't like it.
I think this would be almost infinitely better with no coconut. The coconut is just texture, and it's bad.
Yeah, it should be some kind of like cherry filling like you would get in like a big box of chocolates, like in a Whitman sampler. You know? Kind of that cherry ganache or whatever you find.
Well, the next one is going to be dark ganache.
It's
so
dark ganache, which is described as juicy cherries, ripe juicy cherries, and coconut with a dark ganache layer in old gold rich dark chocolate.
Matt, let me ask you a question. When you popped open the Cherry Ripe,
yep,
and you looked at it, and then you put it in your mouth,
yep.
When you put that cherry in your mouth,
right?
When you had a taste for the cherry and just needed to take a bite, in the words of Demi Lovato, did you expect it to be crunchy?
No. Not necessarily.
I expected it to have a crunch, because it kind of looks like a, I mean, it's going to sound like I am trying to think of a word, but this is the name of a candy, a whatchamacallit?
By shape, because it's thin, I can understand that, but by reading the list of things in the bar, I knew there wasn't any kind of wafer.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I was only going to get crunch from some kind of wafer. I figured it would be just like coconut in there.
I still believe that if you took out the coconut and put in virtually anything crunchy, up to and including like a nut, if you I can't say it. Do you want me to try again?
Try it.
Matt, if you just busted a nut up. I can't. Moving on. If you put like peanuts in here, I think even that would, the different texture would really make this good.
So what you're saying is if you seeded your Cherry Ripe with a nut?
Uh-huh.
That's all I got. I just wanted to make that sound gross.
You did. And we sexual. Did. Hey, everybody, we did it.
We did it. We're going to do this Cherry Ripe Dark Ganache.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's pop that bad boy open. Now, we have already discussed this. This is just like, this looks like it's the upgrade, like the fancy version of the Cherry Ripe.
It's got a little dark ganache inside, which I think might help texturally.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, I'm really sorry about all the nasty things we've been saying about these candies.
Look, they brought it on themselves.
They did.
This is how they decided to market these candies.
Yeah.
In Australia.
One looks different. It doesn't have the lines across the top.
No, mine melted a little bit, so I can't even really tell you how it's supposed to look.
Yeah, Lucas did mail these to us, and I think mine arrived while I was out of town.
The Cherry Ripe came fully intact. The Cherry Ripe Dark Ganache, not so much. All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Better.
Hmm.
Having the ganache in there for a little smoothness, helps considerably. Because there's also less cherry. And I kind of find this cherry flavor not bad, but slightly off-putting. It's like a little fakey.
I don't know if I like this or not. This is in a very weird liminal space where I'm not sure if I'm like, I want to finish it or I want to just throw it in the trash. It's very confusing for me.
I could say very definitively that I prefer Cherry Ripe Dark Ganache to regular Cherry Ripe.
I don't know. I'm going to take another bite of regular Cherry Ripe, just compare them.
Texturally, I think the dark ganache is way better.
Yeah, yeah, texturally, definitely. But honestly, the flavors are virtually interchangeable.
The dark ganache has a little more chocolate, which I prefer.
Yeah, yeah. I'm at a loss, Matt.
Well, then let's move on to these caramel M&Ms. I popped the bag open. I'm looking at a green one. The shape of these is very weird.
Ooh, they're big.
They're big. They're big and kind of like not uniform in shape.
Yeah, they're like knobbly.
Knobbly is a good word.
These look like they might be bootleg M&Ms. They're the wrong size. They're a little bit knobbly.
The M is off center. But maybe they're better for that. Again, maybe that sort of homemade feel.
Weirdly enough, the first one I pulled out was also green.
If Claire was going to gourmet make a caramel M&M, it might look like this.
Matt, did they make the green M&M sexy because of the stupid fucking middle school thing about how green M&Ms make you horny?
I'd never heard that before.
It's a thing.
Okay. It's possible. I'm sure the Mars company is aware of all urban legends about M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah. Hey, fuck the M&M Mars Corporation.
I feel like the different colors of M&Ms should be like the colors associated, like the emotions associated with those colors.
Well, the red M&M is angry.
Kinda.
The yellow one is a little bit of a coward.
Yeah. The orange M&M should be, I don't know, what's orange?
Well, if we're going by DC cosmology, orange is greed.
Greed, yeah.
Which is weird, but okay.
The green M&M should be envious.
Yeah.
The green M&M should think that all the other M&Ms have it better.
Which is actually what I believe the orange M&M is. Maybe the orange M&M is the orange M&M is the really cowardly one.
The orange M&M is a nerd.
Which one's the one that's always afraid that he's going to get eaten?
I think that's the yellow M&M.
No, the yellow M&M is the dumb peanut M&M.
Yeah, the orange M&M is the one that sounds like David Cross. And he's like in the interview, and he's a nerd. And somehow he became the representative of caramel M&Ms.
Yeah. Well, you remember the old M&M thing where the old caramel M&Ms packaging? No, yeah, orange is the anxious one. Orange is anxious.
He's anxious, okay.
Orange should be yellow.
Blue M&M should be sad.
Should be just depressed.
I don't know what the brown M&M should be.
No idea.
Neutral. Anyway, these are all bad emotions, so maybe we're going down the wrong track.
Hey, Matt.
Let's eat an M&M.
Okay. Don't Google image search orange M&M, by the way.
What?
It's like overly sexual. It's just a bunch of weird shit. Anyway.
I have to now. I can't not know. Are you eating one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, shit. What M&M color are you? Matt, we're taking this quiz.
Where is it?
I actually just got the... I accidentally just got to the results page that says, you're an orange M&M. Okay, here we go. Retake the quiz. All right, Matt, do you want to do me or you first?
Where's the quiz? Send me the link.
Well, we're going to have to do it out loud.
Oh, okay. First of all, I'm looking at a Google image search of orange M&M. There's one where he is taking an x-ray of himself, and there's a pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he's the face of pretzel M&Ms.
Yeah, if you scroll down a little bit, that pretzel has like a face.
What?
Like that pretzel is also a guy. So the orange M&M is freaking out because apparently he has eaten a sentient creature.
Also, there's a depiction of all the M&M characters. Mm-hmm. The only one who is not a character is the brown M&M.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
No, but the brown M&M is a character now, though.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's Miss Brown, the one who's naked.
Jeez. Well, that's not that. That means she doesn't have a shell.
No, it's everybody thinks she's naked. This is, I can't believe you don't remember this. Everybody thinks Miss Brown is naked, and she's like, I'm not naked, it's just the color of my shell. And everybody's like, yeah.
You can't believe I didn't remember this.
Oh, yeah, Matt, I can't believe that didn't stick in your head forever, like it okay. did with me.
Give okay. me the quiz.
Thinking about the future makes you feel hopeful or excited. Nervous or anxious, going to go ahead and click that one, or neither, I'm just taking each day as it comes.
Yeah, nervous or anxious is the correct answer.
Yeah. What is your favorite kind of M&Ms? Original / milk chocolate, peanut, crispy, pretzel, or peanut butter?
Peanut.
Yeah, same, actually. Matt, we're right along.
2 for 2.
Your friend forgets a bag of M&Ms at your house. You save it until I see them again, eat it and pay them back. Eat it and don't say anything, or throw them in the trash.
I mean, it's somewhere between save them and eat them.
Well, like, specifically, when you left candy in the car after we drove to Columbus and back, I, like, called you. And I was like, Matt, you left candy in the car. Should I save it until I see you next? And you said, no, eat it.
Yeah. That's probably what I would do, too, which is not a choice.
Well, I'm just going to hit save until I see them again.
Let's... For me, do eat it and pay them back.
Okay.
Which I wouldn't pay them back with money, but I would probably, like, get them a bag of candy. Hey, like, Matt, buy them a bag of candy.
This next question is fucking wild.
Okay.
When it comes to your place in life, you'd rather remain true to myself or change and grow as a person?
That question is fucking wild. Let's go change and grow.
Okay. How do you eat your M&Ms? One at a time, a few at a time, or by the handful?
One at a time.
Yeah, same. Because I eat them by color.
Yeah.
It's Saturday night. What would you rather be doing? All dressed up and out on the town? Enjoying a relaxing evening with close friends or family? Or pursuing one of my hobbies or passions? They all have pictures. So, like, all dressed up and out on the town is a picture of two champagne glasses.
Okay.
Enjoying a relaxing evening with close friends and family is like a guy and a lady, Netflix and chill. And pursuing one of my hobbies or passions is like a professional photographer taking a picture with a zoom lens.
Hilarious. Relaxing evening.
Yeah, same. Saturday is my D&D night, so that is with close friends and family. What's your favorite kind of chocolate? Semi-sweet dark chocolate, rich white chocolate, or just plain old milk chocolate?
Plain old milk chocolate.
Yep, I could have called that one. What do you do when you see a bowl of candy sitting out on a desk or coffee table? I'm not touching those. Maybe have one or two, especially if someone offers. Eat as many as I can without seeming rude, or fill my mouth and or pockets.
One or two.
Yeah, same. When it comes to people, it's what's on the blank that's most important. Inside, I judge people on their personality. Or outside, I judge people on their looks. I know it's outside, Matt.
Okay. Yeah, go for that.
No, I'm good. You judge people on their personality.
I do.
Yeah. Now, no one has ever met your standards.
Not
that
a one.
That is how you judge them.
Not a single person. Yeah.
Which best describes your circle of friends? It's a small group, but it's very close. Or it's a big group where everyone knows everyone.
Probably the first one. We need more choices on that one, if we're being honest.
Yeah, friend groups can be complicated. We're in our 30s.
Where's the choice of they're all online?
They're all online. Many of them do not like the others. What M&M killer are you? Get your result. It's calculating, analyzing your responses. Matt? Matt?
Uh-huh.
You're a brown M&M.
I'm naked?
You're down to earth and not afraid to be yourself. You don't need any fancy paint job. You are who you are. Melt in your mouth, delicious.
Okay, I'll accept it.
Zoinks.
Do you want to take it separately, or were all our answers pretty much the same?
I'll retake it real quick, like while we're talking about these candies.
Okay, so you, I know you had one that was different, at least. So go ahead and retake it. Let us know what your result is. The caramel M&Ms are fine.
Yeah, they're fine. Of the M&Ms that I have had, these are probably my least favorite. But I don't know if I've actually had caramel M&Ms, like American caramel M&Ms.
They're pretty close.
So I don't know if they're different.
Yeah. They're pretty close. I don't know if they're exactly the same. I think I'd have to try them side by side, but they're pretty close to what I remember American caramel M&Ms being, and they are fine. They're better than Cookies and Scream. I'll say that much.
Really? But I think I like Cookies and Scream better.
But not as good as like a regular peanut M&M.
That's true.
Peanut M&Ms are easily the best because you get that salty and sweet, baby.
Oh, fuck. I'm the yellow M&M.
How did that happen?
Matt, I'm cheerful and always see the M&M's bag as half full, and I've got a strong intellect and a mind to match. That means the same thing.
Let me ask you this, though.
Yeah, dog.
Which M&M would you want to be?
None of them. I mean, which M&M am I? Probably the one with the crippling anxiety disorder.
Orange.
Orange, yeah.
We're both orange, if we're being honest. Yeah. Okay, I might be red. I might be red.
You're so a little bit of a red M&M, Matt. This thing says I'm the yellow M&M. I am the one who would say, what do you think Santa likes? And you're the one who would say, how am I supposed to know? I've never met the guy.
That's true. That is our dynamic, exactly.
Yeah. What's your snacking on? What's your snacking on? Let's rank these. Now, are we going to rank these all as one?
No, I think we rank these separately.
Okay, so starting with the slab.
Slab is good.
Slab was good. Slab was the best.
Slab
of the
is
lot.
Good. As good as a North Pole Nutty Bar. I know that.
Wow. Okay, so that would put it in the realm of our standard, which is movie theater ass popcorn.
Yeah, I think it's probably not as good as movie theater ass popcorn, but maybe better than a North Pole Nutty Bar.
That's shocking. But I don't think you're necessarily wrong.
That's where I'm gonna land.
All right, Matt. Now you enter things in the list on this list.
That's the first I'm hearing of that.
I think we decided this last time.
Okay. Well, then Whitaker's coconut slab goes between movie theater ass popcorn and North Pole Nutty Bars on the list. Next, let's do like a regular old cherry ripe. I was not wild about it.
Yeah, I don't think I would get these again if I had the choice. Like, I'm glad that Lucas sent them over. That was very nice of him. But, like, I don't think if I was in a New Zealand candy shop, if I was in the New Zealand supermarket buying Eggs.
Right.
I don't think I would get the cherry ripe.
Okay. Probably better than McDonald's donut sticks, though, right?
Yeah, McDonald's donut sticks were trash.
Dunked?
Dunked, they were better.
They were better dunked. I mean, I don't think the cherry ripe is as good as Osito Blanco.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Maybe not better than Choc Mint Tim Tams.
Now, right under that is the Migos white cheddar with a dab of ranch popcorn.
Which grew on me. I ended up eating that whole bag.
Now, I remember Trina's honey jalapeno puffs being disappointing.
They were disappointing, yeah.
But I would probably prefer those to a cherry ripe.
All right, then I think we're going to put cherry ripe right above dry McDonald's donut sticks.
Yeah.
Which, not great. Not a great showing for cherry ripe.
Now, here's what's weird. I preferred the dark chocolate one. The dark chocolate, what are these things called?
Dark ganache?
Dark ganache. I think I prefer the dark ganache ones.
I like the dark ganache better, too.
Okay. I thought you did not.
No, I did. I liked it better.
Okay.
How much higher would it go?
I mean,
comparable to Little Debbie Christmas Cherry Cordials.
Yes. But not as good as those fabulous New York Deli cheddar chips, for sure.
Well, then we found a spot.
Yeah.
Cherry ripe dark ganache goes right at the bottom of page one between fabulous New York Deli cheddar chips and Little Debbie Christmas Cherry Cordials. Finally, new caramel M&Ms, parentheses Australia. Feels like we got to put it somewhere close to M&M Cookies and Scream.
Now, I liked Cookies and Scream more.
Cookies and Scream tasted fine at first, and then the more I tried to eat them, the more inedible they became.
They did quickly lose their novelty.
I would say these caramel M&Ms probably do go below a regular McDonald's McCafe coffee.
Yeah, I mean, this sure isn't going to wake me up in the morning.
No. I drank that whole coffee. I'm not going to eat the rest of this bag of M&Ms. Sorry, Lucas.
Now, did you drink that whole coffee because it was good, though, or because it was morning?
I drank it – well, I'm the kind of person that if I'm drinking a coffee that's bad, I won't finish it.
I got what is arguably the worst cup of coffee in my life last weekend. And, like, I kept, like, trying to make it work, and it didn't. And Aiden was like, just take it back to the counter. And I was like, I don't want to. I didn't want to be rude.
I'm also one of those people that will not return something.
Yeah, because I was at a college coffee shop, so it was, like, younger people, too. And I didn't want to be rude to the young people, Matt.
Can't be rude to the young people.
Yeah. It was at RISD, by the way, the Rhode Island School of Design. They have a little cafe there, and the iced coffee was unbelievably bad.
So instead of hearing it in person, they have to hear it on this podcast.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say, Matt? If you like a product, you tell a friend. If you don't like a product, you tell everyone who subscribes to your podcast.
So are we going to have to flip a coin about whether this goes above or below Cookies and Scream?
Yeah, I think so. I think
you got one?
For God's sake, every time I do this, Matt. I actually don't have one. I bagged up all my dice and sold them.
You sold all your dice?
Well, I sold a bunch of dice that I no longer use. I kept the sets to play Dungeons & Dragons.
All right. I'm using a coin flip simulator.
Okay.
Give me heads or tails.
Tails. Just like my favorite Sonic character.
It came up heads.
Son of...
So, caramel M&M's, parentheses Australia.
Okay, people understand that it's fucked up that you win every single coin flip we do, right?
It's going above M&M's, Cookies, and Scream. And that's all our rankings. That's it.
Yeah.
We did it. I'm going to eat the rest of this coconut slab.
You should. So that's it, folks. You know, people don't really suggest things to us too often, but if you have a snack you'd like us to try, or if you want us to just make our own stuff and give out, try recipes, then by all means, get in touch with us.
And yeah, I would love to hear if people are interested in us making recipes and trying them.
Slowly getting a Food Network show.
That's right.
Why is this Food Network show called War Rocket Ajax? Don't ask.
We don't want to explain it. We'll be back next month with some new snacks. Maybe we'll make them ourselves. We'll see.
Yeah. Do we tell people where they can find us here, Matt, or is that just a given at this point?
We can.
Yeah, let's do it. It feels like we haven't done that in a while.
Okay. For me, you can just go to mattdwilson.net to find links to everything that I do. My comics that I've written, the books that I've written, my other social media presences, my other podcasts, they're all there. Chris, where can people find you?
People can find me by going to the-isb.com. That's the ISB, my old blog that is now my homepage with links to most of the things that I do. And of course, like everyone trapped in this nightmare, I am also on the Bab website Twitter. But I am only there to speak directly to you if you speak to me. So if you would like to ask me a question directly, feel free to hit me up at the ISB.
Well, Chris, we're done. We did it. We ate some Australian snacks.
We did. And we went down under to eat that cherry ripe.
And now it's just time for you to offer up some advice.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay hungry.
What's your snack on? This has been a Kaleidos Media production.